To the editor. The original demographic of a bus drivers was retired people and stay-at-home parents. Their average age is 49, paid approximately $17 hour. Low pay for a big job. You must have a special license. It is not a year-round job either, working a split shift. Starting early in the morning, the driver has to do a 20-minute inspection of their vehicle no matter the weather. Safety first. The driver often becomes both a psychologist, protector and advisor to their patrons on board. Multiple pickups and drop-offs. Constant communication with the school's principals, advising upon those children acting out on board. The problem is the bus driver must respond to multiple incidents at the moment, and these incidents can be tricky with repercussions for all. Since the job is difficult, the pay is low, seasonal and stressful, there is a constant decline in bus driver availability. Even if the pay were doubled, there would be a problem. Since the pandemic first appeared, many independent operators, drivers are employed by these operators, have closed down or gone out of business. Contract operators must compete for local, municipal and school board projects, and the competition is fierce. Added to this are the constant closing of routes, or the routes pathways schedules. Unifor, a union that represents many drivers, has suggested the province raise the student transportation grant and adopt a fare-based wage. Also, Unifor suggests that drivers have access to A, something they have been paying into during the summer months. In the U.S. market, changes have been applied that could happen in Canada too. Technical aids can be applied to make tracking easier, having reliable up-to-date equipment, adding adult monitors to supervise children and adding more hours to do the tasks needed. Perhaps school boards or municipalities should be the employers of these bus drivers, and the providers of the equipment driven. Governmental input and ownership would ensure the drivers' training, their hours of employment and the equipment they use to carry our future generations are tip-top and maintained. Stephen Kazab, Bradford, Ontario.